Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a tough, tough day for the city of Pittsburgh as the city prepares to say farewell, to say goodbye to Pittsburgh police officer Calvin Hall. Brenda Tate, who reflected with us just a few days ago, is back again. Brenda is a former detective, City of Pittsburgh Police Department. And Brenda, tell me what goes through your heart today.
It's indescribable, Lena. I'm sort of like still in a daze. I didn't realize at this point, I guess being retired, I have the opportunity and the leisure to sit back and reflect a little more closer than the officers that are still on the job, because, you know, the work still goes on. When you're caught with this and you're working, everybody's in a different place and they grieve differently and they take wherever or whatever their grief is and they translate it into what they're doing at the moment when they're working. The officers I'm speaking of. So if you would walk into the space, a zone or the bureau, most people that didn't know the city of Pittsburgh or were visiting would probably walk into the space and think there was nothing going on.
Because you have to focus on the job at hand.
Focus. You have a city that you have to protect and serve. Although there's brief moments where people will come up to you on the street and express their condolences, that will kind of jar you into what you're doing. And as I walked my dog this morning, I still noticed cruisers moving around, protecting and serving. These are the officers that are not able to attend the funeral. They had to go in other times. However, there's a city to run, and there is grief, and everybody deals with it differently. And I certainly have dealt with it through writing. And I wrote something real briefly, if you'll allow me to read it.
Sure.
It says, I just left the FOP service honoring my colleague, Officer Calvin Hall. I didn't know Officer Hall up close and personal. However, I'm very familiar with his spirit, a spirit that clearly demonstrated how he cared and respected the people of this city and the community he served, his colleagues and his loved ones and his family. As I stood in front of the casket and listened to the words read by President Swartzwelder, I was able to see the images flashed across the screen of young Calvin as a baby being held by a proud mother, a teen Calvin smiling with arms around his friends and family. Then it was the image of a proud young man graduating from the police academy, accepting a handshake from the administration. Calvin Hall was more than an officer. He was a young African-American man that managed to navigate through this tough terrain called life and succeed in spite of all odds. He was able to position himself in a manner where he could add value to the world. I'm honored to have finally met Calvin Hall tonight, along with his family. However, I wish it were under different circumstances. Tonight, I am extremely proud to be a retired black police officer, although I understand that when you wear this uniform and take the oath to protect and serve, you cannot be certain of your destiny. My life could have had the same ending, but for the grace of God. Calvin's spirit will live on as a son, a brother, a friend, and a colleague. And I pray that he was able to touch a young child's spirit in Northview Heights to follow in his footsteps. Rest with God, Calvin Hall.
Wow, that's lovely, Brenda. And it encompasses so much, I think, of what probably many of us are feeling as well. He did in just 36 short years. He made a difference. Let me ask you one quick question before we let you go. Former City of Pittsburgh Police Detective Brenda Tate. How then, as an officer, do you get through tomorrow and the day after? Because it brings that possibility of danger right in front of you.
Well, you're trained to do what you do. And the training that we get with the Pittsburgh Police Department is far and beyond any training that an officer can receive. So you're pretty much on an automatic pilot, and your senses are very heightened at this moment. That's why we train so often. That's why we do in-service, because every time we go to in-service, sometimes we get lax when we're out there. But because we are constantly being trained and in in-service, it allows us to come face-to-face again with reality by watching the videos and things that can happen to you out there.
Okay.
But you get through some easier than others. You have younger officers out there that are extremely closer to this situation. However, they get through it because of the camaraderie and because of the relationships you've built becoming a police officer.
Brenda Tate, thanks so much for reflecting. Thanks for the words that you wrote. We appreciate you indeed. Lots of food for thought from you.
Thank you, Lynn. Thanks for allowing me to do this.
Indeed. Thank you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.